Good morning. Welcome to The Gathering Place. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. So this is going to be the format until further notice, since the governor has got all group organizations kind of on a lockdown because of the coronavirus. And so we felt that it was wise in keeping with those recommendations. So we're going to be doing pre-recorded messages for Sunday mornings until further notice. So anyway, thank you for tuning into the podcast. And I pray that the Lord really does a work through these messages, and that in this time where most of the world is experiencing uncertainty, that we can all reach out and experience the certainty, the stability, like the immovability of our God. So thank you for tuning in. I pray that God blesses you with this message. If you have any questions about the church and its operations, check our social media, check our website, or you can email us at info@tgpchicago.org. Once again, that email address is info@tgpchicago.org.
Good morning. This Sunday, we're going to celebrate two things. Mother's Day, and for all of you to know, this is our 12th year birthday, our 12 year birthday as The Gathering Place. It was actually 12 years ago, our first Sunday we ever met was on Mother's Day. With that in mind, I was searching the scriptures, and I'm going to read for us Luke chapter 2, 40 to 52. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, he went up to the festival according to the customs. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it, thinking he was in the company they traveled with on that day. Then they began looking for him, even among the relatives and friends. And when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temples, courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be about my father's house?" But when they did not understand what he had saying, what he was saying to them, then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and the favor of God and men. Very interesting scripture found in Luke, and we're going to kind of look what's coming out of these scriptures as we spend some time this Mother's Day. First, I want to talk about Mother's Day. Mothers are, children need mothers and fathers. And what we can see in this scripture, because we don't have very much information about Jesus from his birth. And the first time he shows up here is when he's 12 years old. And then he doesn't show up again till he's in his 30s. And what's very interesting here in this scripture, it opened up with the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. And I was thinking about my daughter, Christina. She has three children. And while these children were not yet born, she would ask the Holy Spirit, "What's in mind for this child? What do you have for this child?" And she brought that to the throne of God's grace, and she saw pictures of what they would be as they grew up and what they would become. And then it's amazing to me that parenting is so important, and it's so important it even when Jesus later on in this chapter, he said, "Don't you know I'm about my Father's business?" But they did not understand what he was saying. And it says, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart. It's when we have the grace of God to bring children into this earth, I think it would be great wisdom that we would ask the Father for his heart for our children. That we would be supportive of what he's saying to us. And taking those children of ours as they grow up and affirming what God has spoken to us as parents. What a high calling it is to be a mother. To be a mother, to nurture the growth of her children. And you know what? In human sense, that's really true. But in a higher godly sense, that godly mothers would seek the throne of God and see and understand what God has in mind for those children. And you know what, as Nancy and I, as our children have children, they still come to us occasionally and say, I need your wisdom and understanding about some decisions I have to make. You know, I think of the scripture that says, honor your father and mother, that it might go well with you and may live long on earth. You know, as a child growing up, there's a need to be obedient. And it says here in the scripture that when Jesus was growing up in Nazareth, he was obedient to them. What a high calling for children to learn that obedience. And as they grow into adulthood, to learn honor and how to honor their father and mother. And you know, it's very honoring to us when our children call Nancy and I and say, you know, I got this decision to make. I'd love to hear your input in it. What do you think about this? And we value that. And that all comes about by when there are little children taking their first steps and saying their first words, whether it's Dada or Mama. I think usually it's Mama. The mothers get first things. But it's very interesting as we raise our children, teach our children, correct our children, lead our children. And I guess the first role as a mother or a father is to take them into those steps of coming to know Jesus Christ, to know him personally, to not take their father or mother's faith, but have their own faith in the God that loves them, and that they would come to know him intimately and come to that place where they'll make that same decision that some of us have made. We are going to follow our God all the days of our lives. We will look and focus on him and who he is. That's Mother's Day. But in the scripture, talking about TGP being 12 years old, in the scripture, we have the parents going to Jerusalem as it was a custom. You know, it's like, it kind of sounds like, don't forsake the assembling of one another. It becomes a way of life to be gathered together with other believers of like faith and like commitment. And and someday I pray, and we're just asking God by Pentecost Sunday, the last Sunday in May, that we'll be literally all together in this building. But he, at 12 years old, he went with his parents to the temple. He came into the temple. You know, I did some research and I thought, well, 12 years old, that must be about bar mitzvahs, you know, it must be about this or that. And I, after searching the scriptures, I found out that there was no Jewish celebration of 12 or 13 years, whatever it is, there was no ceremonial anything going on in the Bible. But we have this verse here that says, and pointed out, Jesus entered the temple at 12 years old. And I thought about, where have we been for the last 12 years? And it really started even before this church gave birth on Mother's Day 12 years ago. It was when Nancy and I opened up our home to young people. And they were coming to our home, and people, young people were experiencing the healing power of God. Some were experiencing new birth, coming to know Jesus for the first time in their life. And then our son Andrew went to school in Florida, in Orlando. And when he went there, it was a new place. He didn't know anybody. And it was actually on our Wednesday night that, as we talked about our son being in Orlando, they said, you know, when you go to visit your son, you need to take him to the gathering place. And so we went there, and we went to the gathering place. And then the pastor there at the gathering place was Sam Hinn. And after the service, I told Nancy, I said, he's going to come to talk to our Wednesday night group. And Nancy said, well, sure, busy pastor, he'll do that. I said, no, I believe you will. I believe you will. So I invited him to come, and he actually flew to Chicago, and we had a house. How many people? We must have about 80 young people in that house, jam-packed, and Pastor Sam gave them a message. I believe it was on God's first love, and in about in Romans, where he's not counting your sin against you, but the full price was paid. And I believe even that night, some people came to know Jesus Christ. And then as that, flying back and forth to Orlando, and every time we'd go there, we'd go to the church. And one thing led to another, and then Nancy and I were asked if we would be their first church plant in the Chicago area. And after praying about it, we said, yes, we'll do that. So we came back, and we were in that transition of taking Wednesday night into Sunday, and we met at our home. We met our home, and it was our neighbors were getting a little upset because we had all the parking places all filled up on Wednesday nights, and then again on Sunday when they were trying to have family over, all the cars are all parked up and down our cul-de-sac. In fact, it was very interesting. One time a police officer came over and wondered, what are you guys doing to all these cars out here? And I checked all the license plates. Some of these people are coming from 30, 40 miles away. What's going on here? And I just graciously told them, well, we're just having a meal together and sharing God's love. But 12 years. So we started our home on Mother's Day 12 years ago. And then it came to a place where we said we had to search out another place, to have a different place to go to. And one thing led to the other, so we wound up at the Civic Center. Amazing enough, the address was Church Street, and the room we met in was called the Gathering Place. And we said, wow, you know, Lord, I guess that's where we're supposed to be. So we rented that facility, and then we still had Wednesday nights. So we actually had Wednesday nights at the Civic Center also. And one time, my dear friend, Louis Santiago, came. And Louis Santiago is a drummer. He's drummed for many famous bands. And he came to just show the young people what it meant to drum. And he spent about 10, 15 minutes drumming prophetically. And I thought about really early on, God was moving in the gathering place in a prophetic way and teaching us to operate in the prophetic. And I remember just listening to that and just my heart just resonating with every beat of the drum. Currently, Lewis is, we got in contact with him not too long ago, and he's all dressed up. He's actually a PN, P, PS, PA, PA. Nancy had to help me with that, PA, and in New York City. And he showed pictures of himself, all with glasses and everything. But he said just last week, he said, things are getting better in New York. They even cut his hours way back because there's not as many patients. That gives me a little hope that, yes, truly, we will be together Pentecost Sunday. Well, then as we grew there in that place and we had different guest speakers and we had the Word of God preach, and I remember one young girl that couldn't walk and actually made two or three steps after praying for her. And God was showing himself faithful through all these years at the Civic Center. And then we had a picnic at Adler Park. And in the picnic at Adler Park, someone looked at that building and said, hey, that would be a nice building. Why don't we check up on that one? So we inquired of the Village of Libertyville. They said, no problem. You can have that building in Adler Park. And we remember that. I remember that time Twyla's with us here this morning, that we actually saw a squirrel crawling up the tree with a bagel in his hand, in his mouth. The big bagel, that little squirrel crawling up with a huge bagel. And then in the mornings when Jerry and Twyla and I would get there early, sometimes we'd see just beautiful deer just outside the glass windows, walking through the meadow there that led down to the Des Plaines River. And we experienced God's presence there in our home at the Civic Center, and we experienced him at Adler Park. And we saw God changing lives, transforming lives, and always looking to him and putting our dependence on him. And then it came to be that through different members of our church that we got connected with Word of Faith Church. And we did some exchanges with them, and we just waited on the Lord. We really didn't press anything. And I think it was a year and a half or more, just actually sort of silence between the two churches. And then we got a call. I got a call one morning, early in the morning, driving to work. And it was Charlie. And he called up and says, how you doing? I said, fine, we're headed to work. He says, well, I got good news for you. We got together and we're going to give you our building. And so we moved from Adler Park into this facility, debt-free, totally given over to us with everything we needed, chairs and everything. And then just recently, we just painted all the walls. So for all of you listening to this, you got a new look when you come into the gathering place when we meet again. God has been gracious. God has been good to us. And God has blessed us. And this year, I shared with our elder board that I felt that this year we need to, every service, it may be people listening on podcasts, it may be people that just walk into our presence, but give an opportunity to receive Jesus and give that a clear presentation of the gospel. Now let's get back to this passage. Jesus, when he was 12 years old, entered the temple. And it's very interesting that he stayed there while his parents were headed back to Nazareth. What's really interesting that in verse 46, after 3 days they found him. Doesn't it kind of ring something in our heart? Jesus entered the temple, and then he was absent from his parents for 3 days. You know, Jesus gave his life for us. He willingly sacrificed his life for us. And he was away from his family, friends, disciples for 3 days. And then he became visible again. Like it says here, they found him after 3 days in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding. I believe it as we look at these scriptures that when we get together and this Sunday, Mother's Day, is the day to the day that 12 years ago we started the Gathering Place by the direction of the Holy Spirit. And when from this day forward, I want to share with you that we're going to be amazed of all what Jesus has for us. And we're going to come to an understanding of what he gave us in this church, in this building. Because church is not just a building. It's people that come together. It's people being encouraged, lifting it up. It's people being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's people gaining new boldness and new love for their relationship with Jesus. And as that grows, the love for each other will also grow. And what did Jesus say that would be the identifying characteristics of believers from that day forward? They will see and understand visibly the love that you have for each other. And so I believe we're headed going into this 13th year, a time when Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit will manifest himself from this 12th year going forward in real powerful ways, in real powerful ways. And our love for one another will grow to a new level. And we'll witness and we will become amazed of what God is doing amongst us. You know, it's a God's heart is to amaze us. He doesn't want us to just be in that place of status quo or just going mechanically through life. He wants to amaze us. I believe we're going to see in this 2020 just the Holy Spirit working out miracles, signs, wonders, and we're going to be amazed at what God is going to do in us and through us in this church. Our love for him is going to increase, and our love for each other is going to increase, and that's going to draw people into relationship with Jesus Christ. It says that Mary, in verse 50, did not understand what he meant when I'm about my Father's business. God, through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, is going to be about the Father's business here at TGP. He's going to be actively working. And it's an opportunity for us, like Mary did, is to treasure these things. Don't take them for granted. Don't take it for, you know, just the way it ought to be. Treasure what God's going to do in this church in 2020. Treasure it. Plant it in your heart. And know when whatever trials and things that we'll face in life, that we will have this treasure in earthen vessels that will say, yes, I have confidence in Jesus Christ. I have confidence in what he's doing in my life. And though I may be facing a difficult time, I believe. I'm not a doubter. I'm a believer. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor in Jesus Christ. And it says, they witness. Interesting. In the first verse we read, He said he was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was on him. And what Mary treasured as Jesus was growing was, and Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. God and man. That we will be a church that will draw people in, not chase them away. That when people come in our church, if they don't know Jesus, they'll know him. They'll come to know him. And they'll see it very, an evidence of a group of believers that really love each other and love God with all their heart and soul and mind. So I want to take this opportunity to just give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Jesus entered the temple at 12 years old, and a prophetic act happened. The parents found him after 3 days. Our Jesus died and gave his life and shed his blood that we might be loved and forgiven. And he was in the grave for 3 days, unseen, unknown by the ones that loved him. In fact, when it said that Mary didn't understand all that, even the disciples that spent 3 years couldn't figure it out. Couldn't figure it out. What has happened? Our Lord is gone. He's dead. But he rose and he came back to life. And he showed himself first. Amazing, on Mother's Day, he showed himself first to Mary Magdalene and said, go tell them I'm alive. Tell them I'm risen and I will meet with them. And Jesus now is seated at the right hand of the Father. That's why we can go with whatever challenge we have in life, we can go to that throne of grace with confidence because we have an advocate. We have somebody that's for us, not against us. We have somebody sitting at the throne of God that offers his grace and unmerited favor to our lives. And lastly, he's coming back. And we could be very well be the generation that will see and experience the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's coming back. It's a, you know, this is the gospel message. He died, buried, rose again, and he's coming back. So all of us who believe have hope in his return. And meantime, we can experience his love, love one another, and love others, and occupy, not just sit on the sidelines, but occupy till he comes. Not fall asleep, but be alive to Christ. For the gospel of Jesus Christ is the actual power of God for the Jew and the Gentile alike. So I want to give you an opportunity. Jesus really did live. Jesus really did die. Jesus really did raise from the dead. Jesus really showed himself to many alive. Jesus did ascend into heaven, and Jesus will be coming back. And if you would like to, I'm going to lead you in a little prayer to receive this Jesus that is loves you more than any person could ever love you. You can say something like this, Father, I know that I'm a sinner. I know I'm falling short. I know I'm bankrupt. I know I'm empty. And I don't know how to fill that emptiness. But now I heard that Jesus is the one that died for my love and forgiveness. And Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, is the only one can fill that emptiness. And Father, I want to receive the love of God. I want to receive Jesus Christ that gave his life, that I can know that I am forgiven and loved by God. I can know that. And Father God, increase in me the hope of his return, and that would be a strengthening part of my life, that I would know that I'm loved, forgiving, and serving a Jesus that's very much alive and returning. If you prayed that prayer, a simple prayer, Father, forgive me, come into my life. I want to serve you with all my heart and soul. What happens is, at that very moment, God enters your life by a person called the Holy Spirit, and actually defines you as a new creature in Christ, a new person, a new everything. But yet, also, as you grow in that, ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit, because there's power in that filling, power to live, power to face the biggest challenges you could ever meet, power, actually power to love each other. So God bless you on this Mother's Day. Be encouraged, and be encouraged. We are going to meet together in our building in the very near future. God bless you, and have a blessed, blessed, blessed Mother's Day with your family. Amen.
This is Pastor Todd. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. If you were blessed by this, would you consider giving a financial donation? You can do that by either going to our website, tgpchicago.org. We have an online giving system there that you can use your debit card, your credit card for. It's secured through PayPal. Thank you very much for tuning into our podcast, and God bless you this week.